It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County 6, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Well, for a second there, I thought I was going to have to do the show by myself.
Yeah. Then you got Paul for about 2 seconds, then you got me. So
that was the fastest I've seen Paul move in quite a while.
Yeah, I haven't moved that fast for a while either. So
neither have I.
Yeah, so. We're kind of old. So it takes us a while to get around. Well, how are you doing? You ready for the holidays here?
Well, I celebrated my Christmas yesterday with my family in Litchfield.
All right.
My sister lives there, and... I got to be the fun uncle and teach my nephews some phrases that...
That their parents wish they didn't know.
Yep.
That's what uncles are for. Yep. Yep. All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate that. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever it is,
atheists
or agnostics do, or Buddhists or...
Whatever.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's... salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Well, today we're going to salute all veterans this holiday season, especially those service members that are serving in potentially harm's way at this point in time. Also want to give a shout out to the 34th Infantry Division, the Red Bulls, who recently come back from a tour in the Middle East. And I know at least one local veteran was serving with them, a Dawson veteran. So we're going to spotlight... all service members this holiday season, past, present, and future. So thank you all for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Happy holidays to the vets.
That's right.
Well, I think we're talking about the VA leading the way in exposure-informed care. Is that right?
Yeah. This is a press release that came out a few months ago from news.va.gov. And it talks about recognizing 2 years of the PACT Act, veterans have returned home with invisible scars, illnesses, conditions caused by exposure to toxic substances. Passage of the PACT Act, which is PACT is short for Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxins, marked a transformative step in addressing care gaps veterans were facing after returning home from combat. PACT Act ensures that veterans receive comprehensive tailored care that they've earned. Since August of 2022, 5.6 million veterans have been screened for toxic exposures. More than 740,000 veterans have enrolled in VA healthcare. VA clinicians, especially trained to understand military exposures. Some healthcare systems may not be equipped to recognize toxic exposures veterans face during service, leading to misdiagnoses or inadequate treatment. Providers at VA are trained in exposure-informed care, have the field knowledge to link your service to certain conditions while also recognizing symptoms that may indicate a larger issue. Additionally, VA providers have state-of-the-art tools to help them spot and diagnose conditions related to toxic exposure. One such tool is an app that allows your provider to receive information about your military-related exposures. If you may have been exposed to a range of chemical, physical, environmental hazards during service, providers can use this tool to have an informed discussion with you about your individual exposure-related concerns, potential impacts on your health. VA providers can also access information on exposure-related programs like research registries. So... my generation of veterans, OEF, OIF, Gulf War veterans, it's a lot of particulate matter, both from burn pits and the fine sand from our places of service. Some of that stuff was finer than baby powder or powdered sugar. And it got everywhere. So it's no surprising that it would get ingested in your... throat and lungs, and they have different EPA standards over there than we do have in the United States too. So,
like probably none. Huh?
I'm sure they call it something else besides Environmental Protection Agency, but I'm sure they have something similar. But the standards probably aren't the same. The PACT Act accelerates research. Veterans who participate in the PACT Act and enroll in its exposure registries help contribute to research and the long-term health effects of environmental exposures. Over time, the knowledge gained through this research will be used to fuel advancements in treatment and inform policies related to establish presumptive conditions. Those are health conditions that may be related to your toxic exposures. Ensure more precise predictive medicine and deliver targeted proactive and preventative care. So if you believe you're at risk of toxic exposure, consider participating in one of your environmental health registries. Data these registries collect help VA to understand how environmental exposures can impact your health and the well-being of fellow veterans. May be eligible to participate in one or more of the six environmental registries, which can give VA the data tools it needs to improve nationwide health care benefits of exposure. There's the Gulf War Registry. There's the Burn Pit Registry. There's Radiation, Agent Orange. And I'm not 100% sure what the other ones are. But you can contact your local VA environmental health coordinator about getting a registry evaluation. Adding your information to these registries does not create a disability compensation claim. You need to please see the enrollment info, see if you're eligible for benefits. If you're a veteran or a survivor of a veteran who has exposure-related health concerns from your time in service, that's what this PACT Act was created for. It provides avenues for your access and care and benefits you deserve. Go to va.gov/PACT or schedule an appointment with your VA provider to see if you're eligible for any benefits and services. By all means, contact our office, too. Lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level.
Well, garden level.
Under the snow now.
Yeah. But snow gets cleared pretty good.
That's true.
That's right. Open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday normally, but because it's the holiday season, we'll be closing at noon tomorrow on Christmas Eve. We'll be closed on Christmas, and then we'll be closed on January 1st as well for New Year's.
Okay.
So, and me personally, I'll be my office will also be closed on January 2nd as I've got some errands to run out of town, so taking some vacation time to do that. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445, and there's a phone number to the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
That's, I think you've available. Got that there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Josh, once again, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all that. We'll see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good, and same to all you and everyone out there listening. So.
All right. Very good. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.